91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 10 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Sarah Yanetta. It's an emotional day in Picton, where Dean Brown has just been sentenced for two counts of first-degree murder and one count of attempted murder. Nicole Kleinsterber is at the courthouse in Picton.
The sentencing in the Dean Brown trial finished up today, with Judge Byers ordering three life sentences for two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of Tracy Hanna and Whitney Hanna, and one count of attempted murder of Shannon Hanna. Brown will be eligible for parole in 25 years. Byers said this is the worst case he's ever seen in his entire career on the bench, and Brown is a poster child for the death penalty. Nicole Klinstever, QNET News, Picton.
The City of Belleville's Downtown Task Force has released its first set of recommendations. Those recommendations were first released to Belleville residents at Empire Theater last night. James Bowler has the story.
The seats were full and the residents were full of questions when it came to last night's unveiling of the five-year plan to update downtown Belleville. Mayor Neil Ellis explained that after much deliberation, the committee had finally come up with an answer.
We've had a vision, we have a plan that's we think that's doable, we think it's palatable, and we think it's going to be cost-effective, along with partnerships, along with community, along with a lot of help from everybody.
The city's director of recreation, Mark Fleur, made all aware Campbell Street was the first target in their sights. But as Fleur explained, it's not just going to be about looks.
This is like multi-pronged. So in other words, it's not going to be just an investment in bricks and mortar, or it's not going to be just making things pretty. But they have to be functional.
Feelings after the meeting were mixed, but hopeful.
I do think that it's important that there's a start point, and I celebrate that today that it looks like there is a start, and I think we need to support those making those decisions to encourage them not to give up.
James Bowler, QNET News, Belleville.
Ottawa teen Jamie Hubley has been laid to rest, and more than 700 people showed up to his funeral yesterday to pay their respects. The funeral for the 15-year-old who committed suicide last week was held at Holy Redeemer Roman Catholic Church in Ottawa. A rainbow appeared just after the service, observed by some as a fitting farewell to the openly gay teen. Jamie, the son of Ottawa City Councillor Alan Hubley, had been suffering from depression and died last Friday after months of suicidal musings on his blog and social media websites. His father says bullying was part of the reason his son killed himself. Speaking in the House of Commons yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister John Baird offered his condolences to the Hubley family and says there's no place in schools for the bullying that drove Jamie to take his own life. The death of Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi was the last obstacle in the way of forming a new government for Libya, but reporter Christine Amanpour, who had visited Libya and interviewed Gaddafi, says the road ahead will not be easy.
The big worry in Libya is precisely that the National Transitional Council, which is in place at the moment, will not be able to unite and unify the disparate factions and will not be a unifying force. And that really is what everybody's looking for it to be able to do that and to be able to set Libya on the road to a democratic representative future.
NATO's governing body meets today to decide the future of its air campaign in Libya. It may decide to keep air patrols flying over Libya for a short time to ensure the situation has been stabilized following the death of Gaddafi yesterday. Finance Minister Jim Flaherty is dismissing any suggestion that the government should raise income taxes on the rich. The comment comes after Brian Topp, one of the front runners in the federal NDP leadership race, told the Canadian press that wealthy Canadians should pay more. Flaherty calls the idea nonsense. He says anyone who studied the situation would know that boosting taxes on the top 1% of the population wouldn't provide the government with a lot of extra money. A new study on the possible connection between cell phones and cancer has found no evidence of any link. The Danish study concludes that there is no difference in cancer rates between people who had used a cell phone for about a decade and those who did not. Reporter Shirley Smith says experts say cell phones don't emit the same kind of radiation used in some medical tests, or from natural sources such as radon in the soil.
Cell phones send signals to nearby towers via radio waves, a form of energy similar to microwaves. But the radiation produced by the cell phones cannot directly damage DNA, and it's different from the stronger types of radiation like X-rays or ultraviolet light.
But critics dispute the findings of the study. One advocacy group says the study wasn't long enough to consider long-term risks, since brain tumors can take decades to develop. Michigan State Committee has voted down two bills that would have paved the way for a new bridge between Windsor and Detroit. The Senate Economic Development Committee met Thursday after abruptly adjourning their meeting on Wednesday. A substitute bill, which called for compensation for Detroit's Delray neighborhood, an issue which derailed Wednesday's meeting, was the first to be defeated. Democratic Senator Tupac Hunter presented a substitute bill to add compensation to residents and businesses affected by a new bridge. The panel also voted down the bill authorizing the new bridge. It's unclear if the measure now will be moved and taken up in a separate Senate committee where it might have a better chance of passage. That's 91X News to 1205. Kurt Weiss has sports next.
Now that's the sound of value, like McDonald's Value Picks menu. Get a delicious McDouble, two 100% Canadian beef patties, and a slice of cheesy goodness. Only $1.39 plus tax every day. At participating McDonald's.
Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Weiss with 91X Sports. 11 NHL games last night, including 7 Canadian teams. The Leafs suffered their first regulation loss, 6-2 in Boston. Toronto defenseman Luke Shen says the team will put the loss behind them.
We get to get back at it, you know, a few more times on this road trip, and this is one that, you know, we'll take our mistakes and learn from it and move on.
Ottawa beat Winnipeg 4-1, Vancouver got by Nashville 5-1, and the New York Rangers snuck by Calgary 3-2, while the Penguins handled the Habs 3-1. And Danny Heatley tied the game with 1.2 seconds left in the game as the Wild snuck by Edmonton 2-1 in a shootout. Four games tonight, the Red Hot Dallas Stars visit the Ducks, San Jose visits New Jersey, while Columbus plays Detroit and St. Louis welcomes Carolina. In local hockey, the Bulls are back at it tonight as they travel to London. Game time, 7:30. Belleville faces 16-year-old OHL rookie scoring leader Max Domi of the Knights, who's the son of former Leaf tough guy Ty Domi. And two OJHL games tonight, the Trenton Golden Hawks against the Vaughan Vipers and the Wellington Dukes versus the Peterborough Liftlock Stars. Both those games are at 7:30. Baseball World Series Game 2 last night, Texas Rangers first baseman Josh Hamilton said his team would bounce back after losing Game 1. They did just that, rallying late to beat the St. Louis Cardinals 2-1. Hamilton says the comeback shows the toughness of his Rangers.
It doesn't matter if we're down 5 runs or we're up 5 runs. We have the attitude of, you know what, until that last pitch is thrown, that last out's made, we're gonna keep fighting. And you know, you can't really say why that is other than the character of the guys on our team.
Game 3 is tomorrow night at 8:05 as the series shifts over to Arlington, Texas. Canadian Football League doubleheader tonight. The Toronto Argonauts host the Edmonton Eskimos at 6:30. CFL players will be allowed to wear pink-colored items during these weekend's games to help raise awareness for women's cancers. Argos receiver and kick returner Chad Owens is only 119 total yards away from being the first player in pro football history to have 3,000 combined yards in consecutive seasons. And Calgary Stampeders' new starting quarterback Drew Tate is thrilled to get his first start of the CFL career tonight against the Rough Riders.
Pretty excited about it, I'm not going to lie. And it's just, you know, I've been sitting in a cage now for a while, and I'm going to come out flying.
Kickoff for that game is 9:30. In basketball, the NBA labor talks have broken down as no new mediated talks are scheduled for today. Yesterday, league commissioner David Stern left with the flu, and 2 weeks of the season have already been canceled. Stern was recently talking about wiping out all games until Christmas if no deal was reached this week. That's your sports. Email us your team or league scores, sports@91x.fm. Here's Sarah Yanetta with weather.
Today, cloudy with 40% chance of showers, high 11. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 4. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, low plus 3, high 13. Sunday, cloudy with 40% chance of showers, low plus 5, high 13. Monday, cloudy with 60% chance of showers, low plus 5, high 11. At 12:10, it's 10 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sarianetta with Kurt Weiss. News is next at 1.
91X News has been brought to you by McDonald's. This is 91X. CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.